of this world there are pigeons that are too old to fly. Too big, too fat, too slow. One time in San Francisco I saw a pigeon that only had one black feather. That means it's a dove. And you can't say, when you see that pigeon sitting in the road, like, you can't say that pigeon is waiting to die. You can't say that pigeon's waiting for a wheel somehow, though it'll come and he knows. In San Francisco, there are pigeons that are too old to fly, too fat, too old, too slow, and they sit in the road, and you see them and you think like, oh, I'm gonna go in there and grab that pigeon. I'm gonna grab that pigeon and pick him up and put him on the curb. But you know, I'm not really an animal wildlife specialist. And I don't know how to get involved. And those old men that sit in the park, you know? You've seen them, the old men that sit in the park every day like a statue. More and more always. More and more here always. If ever, then always. If there ever was, then there always will. So you're looking at that fat pigeon, but you ain't got gloves or nothing. You're not going to touch a pigeon that's old in the road, you know? But you think about yourself, how you would hope that somebody would come to you and put you up on the curb, help you be a little bit less like a mountain, maybe make you more like a stream. And then on the bus, on the way home from seeing the pigeon, then hobos, old ways, barn doors. Then on the bus, on the way home, you know, there's the family next to you and they're battling somehow. There's like this mom and little kid and they're like, ra na 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 na. And you think like, oh yeah, I'm going to say something right now. I'm going to say something to them because they're obviously completely freaked out. I'm going to grab that little kid and I'm going to be like, yo, let's hug, all of us. Let's make a big dress together. All of us sew a huge dress that everyone fits inside of. You know you're not going to say nothing. You know you're going to sit there waiting for the awkward, weird moment to be over. You're going to draw a little picture in the window fog, and you're going to open up your coat, and you're going to go inside somewhere and read something and be like, oh yeah, there's social engineers. They'll fix that. I read a book about Jesus. He loves people. He'll fix that. Why am I dead? Who shot me? Who walked me to the wall and shot me? Why am I dead? Why are we wandering around waiting for some hippie to come with a shovel and dig us a hole and pour some water in there and say something sweet? In the city, they have to put potatoes on top of the newspaper racks, otherwise the newspapers would come and get all weird and unreadable, and it's like that inside there for our soul, how, like, you have to get attached to things. You have to get attached to a certain place, otherwise you'd wander around the whole thing like a giant hippie. And it might seem at times that the entire world is a hippie's body and that you are wandering through the dreadlock part and the hand part of the hippie's body. And it might seem outside of the hippie that there are just more and more hippies. And everything is this grand, extensive continuum of hippies. And one dreams of skies without power lines, and one dreams of vast canyon lands, uninterrupted, far from here, far from this morkwork of Circumstein. Because, you know, if we weren't attached to things, we'd just wander around like hippies, you know? Like, if they don't put the potato on the newspaper, it's just gonna wander around. So it's like that in there for our soul, how we get attached to things and make us all stay here. And yes, I love you all, but I quest to be hella extreme up there as the sun. And so when I come into Bodega, I ask dude to lift that potato just a little bit and sing with me.